Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the broadcast. I'm so glad that you were able to join me today. On yesterday's broadcast, we began a message with Jesus in a storm. And this is the account of Jesus and the disciples as they crossed the Sea of Galilee, and a great storm arose. And we're going to see what are the lessons that we can learn in this, and that we will be able to trust the Lord in the storms of life that occur in our life. Praise God. Before I begin, we just want to pray right now. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, for ministering now to the needs of your beloved. Lord, you see the storms that have arisen in the lives of your people that are listening. And Lord, just as you ministered and you intervened and you undertook in this great storm that the disciples were in, and they were in great fear, yet, Lord, you came to their rescue and you delivered them. And the storm that was raging, you spoke peace. And Father, right now, I thank you for the Holy Spirit that is even now speaking peace to the storms in the lives of those who are listening. And Lord, that they shall see, even as the disciples saw, your intervention, your mastery over every single thing. Father, I thank you that you have given us authority over the works of darkness. You spoke to the storm. You took authority over the demonic influence behind that storm. And so, Father, with that authority you delegated to us, Father, I do take authority over the works of darkness, the storms, the howling wind, the raging waves that would come against your beloved. And Father, I loose a tremendous calm in their soul, Lord, that they shall know and worship you and know, Lord, that you are in control and that you're going to lead them and take them safely to the other side. Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, let me read again verse 38 as found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4. And he was asleep, this is referring to Jesus, in the stern of the boat, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And as I brought the broadcast to a close yesterday, it's interesting that he just doesn't say, Jesus, help us, we're in danger. They impugned his love and his care. That, and so often, doesn't the enemy try to get us to do that? Lord, if you really cared about me, Lord, if you really love me, I wouldn't be going through this right now. If you love me so much, how come this is all happening? Don't we do the same thing? You know, it's so easy to read the Word of God and be critical of the disciples, be critical of the children of Israel as we read the accounts. And yet, beloved, human nature has not changed, and we're the same. We can be just as assaulted with doubts and fears as they. But thank God, all these examples were written in the Word of God that we could have courage, we could be strengthened, we could see that just as He's God's no respecter of person, as He did for them, He will also do for us. And we have to just stand on His Word and believe that and know that He intends to do the same. All right, now it says Jesus rebuked the wind, that's verse 39, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. It says he rebuked, and that Greek word literally means ordered the wind, and said to the waves, Be silent. That original word means, in the original language Greek, it means muzzled and remain so. The force of the Greek perfect tense paphimoso, and this verb means be muzzled, and it was somewhat of a technical term for dispossessing a demon of his power, and suggests that Jesus recognized demonic powers behind the ferocious storm. Of course, he took every opportunity to kill the Lord of life as well as those who were serving him, just as he would with us. But at the command of Jesus, the wind stopped and the lake became completely calm. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, lest we judge the disciples too severely, it's important to bear something in mind. They were experienced fishermen. They'd spent their lives, their career. I mean, this was their living before Jesus called them. And they had spent long hours, many days, many weeks, many months, many years on this sea. And it wasn't unusual for a storm to suddenly cease as quickly as it had begun. But after the wind would pass, and perhaps you've noticed this if you've been at sea any length of time, still, even if the wind would become calm, the waves would naturally continue to just chop for a while. But the amazing thing is, when Jesus spoke the word, even the waters were calm. This was supernatural. And in stilling the storm, we see Jesus exercising authority assumed only by God. In the Old Testament, for example, in Psalm 89, verses 8 and 9, the scripture declares, "O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea, and the waves thereof arise." Excuse me, "when the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them." Praise God. Beloved, He's just as he will intervene, as he intervened for them, he will intervene for you. Now, there are two kinds of fear that the disciples experienced. Let's read again verse 40 and 41. "And he said unto them," that's Jesus, "why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The disciples were experiencing two kinds of fear. That first fear, as they looked at the wind and the waves, the storm round about them, refers in the original to a cowardly fear. They were just plain frightened that they were going to lose their lives. And then in verse 41, it said they feared exceedingly. That was their fear at the miracle that Jesus had just demonstrated, that he just performed. They were terrified. Literally, they feared a great fear when they saw that even the forces of nature obeyed Jesus. The verb in this usage, phobiomai, means to have awe. And this refers to a reverence that overtakes people in the presence of supernatural power. Their question, "Who is this, that even the wind and sea obey him?" indicates that they did not fully comprehend the significance of it all. Remember, for example, as we looked at that parallel passage in Matthew, the 8th chapter, which describes this event in the lives of the disciples, it wasn't until the 16th chapter of Matthew that it was recorded when Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" They had seen continued demonstrations of the power of Jesus, and he had that ability, Peter did, to say, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And so, you see, they were in the process of understanding who this great God is that we serve. And, beloved, that's why we go through the battles we go through. That's why we go through the storms in life, so that we also can, not just in an academic or intellectual way. I mean, we may have served the Lord for many decades. As we read the Word of God, we affirm, we receive, we understand that our God is all powerful. There's nothing too hard for Him. But we have to have that worked out in a very personal level in our lives, in practical ways. Just as Jacob prayed, remember when he was fleeing for his life from his brother Esau, and he spent a night at Bethel with a stone for his pillow, and he had known the God of Abraham and of Isaac, his father, and yet the God of Abraham and Isaac had to become his personal God. So it is with us. We might understand, for example, the faith of our fathers, our mothers, our parents, our grandparents, and yet it has to become personal in our lives. So what are the lessons that we can learn from this? Well, they departed with Jesus on a journey just to cross the Sea of Galilee. This wasn't such an unusual thing, but they were on a voyage, if you will. It was a little voyage, but we are on the Sea of Life, if you will. We've embarked on that sea, and we can trust the Lord in our little vessel, of which we are, our bodies, the temple of the Holy Ghost, our experience, our life, our walk in God. We can compare it to a voyage, that we're on a ship, and he's the captain of the ship. He's our navigator, and he knows exactly the way to take us to the other shore, and that other shore is Canaan land. It is ultimately the shores of heaven. And so just like the disciples, we've embarked on a journey with Christ. And of course, they were especially privileged, being his disciples, to have his literal physical presence. Those in the other boats that is mentioned that were going along with him, they didn't have the physical presence of Jesus. But beloved, we, having accepted him as Savior, we have him with us always. And everyone, whosoever will, can have Jesus with them now. And beloved, when the storms of life arise, how important it is to have Jesus with you. Get him in the calm weather, as the disciples did. Don't wait till you're ready to capsize. Many people, when things are going good, they don't bother to think about God or their need of him. And then when a crisis or calamity happens, then they call out to God. Well, beloved, we need to have Jesus with us in the boat when it's calm, so we can call out to him when the storms arise. Well, my time has just flown by, and we're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to tune in. Thank you so much for joining me today. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs, and you'll be blessed by what the Lord would give me to share back with you personally. Until tomorrow, then, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,